the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia has officially launched JK6, a world-class data center with 36 megawatts of capacity, fully built by local talent. Indonesian Minister of Communications and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, speaking at the launching at DCI Indonesia in Bekasi, West Java on Tuesday, the project marks a major leap in the country's digital infrastructure. According to the minister, JK6 is part of Indonesia's digital transformation agenda. The program stands on four pillars, including infrastructure and spectrum, digital talent, devices and applications, and adaptive policies. Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry and Ministry of Housing and Settlement Areas are exploring potential cooperation to utilize wakaf or Islamic endowment assets in support of the 3 million homes program targeting low-income communities. The Directorate of Zakat and Wakaf will formulate a technical cooperation scheme with the aim of translating the cooperation opportunities into a memorandum of understanding. Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry's Director General of Islamic Community Guidance, Abu Rahmat, made the remarks on Tuesday. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau hantui ku dengan rayumu. Dia yang tak kusuka, dia yang tak kuduga. Tak pernah ku menyangka, apakah ku jatuh cinta.
Dia yang sesungguhnya tak mungkin ku terima. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Jatuh padanya.
Bersamamu itu tak mungkin, sungguh tak mungkin. Oh, mungkinkah rasa ini? Apa namanya? Sungguh ku tak mengerti. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Kadang dia gak peka,
kayaknya suka norak.
Tapi ku tak kuasa. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Nabila Taqiyah. Nabila Taqiyah was born on November 21, 2005 in Banda Aceh, began to be known since she became the runner-up of Indonesian Idol Season 12. At the beginning of her career in the music industry, Nabila released a winning song entitled Menghargai Kata Rindu, or Appreciate the Words Missing You. Now she is back with a single Terpatah Terluka, or Torn in Pain, which was released on October 18, 2024. This song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Arsy Widianto, who are known for their romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single by Nabila Taqiyah, entitled Terpatah Terluka.
Arti senyuman
meski hatiku punya rasa yang sama. Biarkan aku mencinta dalam diam. Hati yang tak patah terluka, namun sungguh aku bisa. Apa
of Indonesia.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Here is quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. a quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Indonesian sweet top-notch diva Rosa with Ku Menunggu or I'm Waiting. For your information, that Rosa just successfully held her concert commemorating, celebrating her 30th anniversary of getting engaged in the Indonesian music industry. The concert took place on Friday, May 23rd. And an interesting thing from Rosa's concert is that she carried sustainability concept, and the concert itself titled Here I Am. The concept is by managing plastic waste at the concert location. According to her, currently there is a lot of plastic. We cannot avoid plastics, but how to make it not become waste? Namely, we can recycle it into something else. And as a public figure, Rosa thinks that she has a voice and influence to be able to invite the public, especially her fans, to pay more attention to environmental issues. Rosa admitted that this idea was inspired by the band Coldplay, which always applies sustainability concept to protect the environment every time they hold a concert. So the concert used 100% plastic waste energy converted into solar, equivalent for energy needs using low-value plastic waste, usually from plastic bags. In addition to processing plastic waste into energy, Rosa's Here I Am concert also collaborated with sustainability education platform Plastic Pay to convert plastic bottle waste into merchandise at the concert in the form of tote bags and pouches. Wow, what a green concert of Rosa. Hopefully more and more singers in Indonesia and the world carry this concept. Well, there is a lot more when we come back, so do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn, the not-so-common fried duck, all presented in style. Exploring street food, a great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, Tőle terukír nyerte. Zákan pernáh tirguman, csak menebb iszpályán múlt. A verdeje, a világúz, beningel kármuszál. Abadi takkan pernah terguman untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila harus meninggalkanmu selalu. Selalu selagi merindu. Tak senada irmamu seraya pindah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai selai ikan selai kalau dipindang sodak buahnya.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The beast doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kerna snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets a la Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut to immediately stir together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu.
Afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low, so it doesn't cook all at once. So it cooks better, and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
The tuna used is tuna or white simbek fish. In Natuna, it is called simbek debit. The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be pounded or blended. Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. Half of the sago grains are cooked first. Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are 2 of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancah, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain. It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There's more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great. It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardinansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beauty. Through the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. A wonderful Indonesia. Masih terus berpikir, bila harus memaksa atau berdarah untukmu, apapun itu asal kau mencoba menerimaku. Dan kamu hanya perlu terima dan tak harus memahami. Dan tak harus berpikir, hanya perlu mengerti. Aku bernafas untukmu, jadi tetaplah di sini dan mulai menerimaku. Cobalah mengerti. Hanya perlu mengerti, aku bernafas untukmu, jadi tetaplah di sini dan mulai menerimaku. Oh, cobalah mengerti.
Biar waktu yang memisahkan.
wondrous civilization. Disposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Even shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts, never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Thank you for still sticking with us on Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hi, VY listener. Today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jering mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis raso nak tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringen itik-itik sambal yo pede tambu lagi habis segalo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jering mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian makan sebungkus samo-samo nasi sepiring udah habis raso nak tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian badan keringen itik-itik sambal yo pede tambu lagi habis segalau.